You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't kiss men.
The Wire.
But I kissed him.
No mai hoki mai anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or call us on 309-3879. Following our earlier chat with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, I spoke to Valerie Morse from Peace Action Wellington for their take on the government's $12 billion boost to defense spending. Peace Action have referred to the defense boost as a shocking waste that would have been better spent on our infrastructure and medical system, and that the defense capability plan is tying New Zealand to America's territorial ambitions against China in the Pacific. Here is that interview with Peace Action Wellington's Valerie Morse. All right, so Valerie, can you tell us about Peace Action's reaction to the government's boost of the defense budget by $12 billion?
Well, the just announced plan to spend $12 billion on weapons is actually just an incredible, shocking waste. It shows that there's plenty of money for really desperately needed infrastructure, but also it shows that this government's priorities are really out of whack with where society is at.
Does the defense boost feel like a slap in the face, considering the number of public sector cuts that have been carried out by the coalition in this term?
It absolutely feels like a slap in the face. I mean, curiously enough, they've just cut massive numbers of jobs out of defense itself. So it seems a very strange thing to be pouring billions and billions of dollars into the defense force at a stage where they're saying there's no money for hospitals, no money for schools, no money for housing. But there's somehow all of this money for weapons.
Can you tell us about the connection between the defense boost and U.S. geopolitical goals in the Pacific?
Well, what I would say is New Zealand is very much lining up with the United States in its anti-China campaign. Now, a couple of years ago, the United States essentially decided that China was their strategic rival. That was not the position of New Zealand. New Zealand has had a free trade agreement with China. China has been our leading trading partner for many years. And New Zealand has said repeated New Zealand governments have said they have a very mature relationship with China. But the United States adopted this anti-China position. And as a result, New Zealand has followed along with the United States in adopting this very aggressive position to China, attempting to kind of encircle and contain China, doing things to the Chinese that the United States would absolutely never allow to happen in the Western Hemisphere. So it's a real double standard that exists.
Is Aotearoa actually under any threats from China or any other country that could justify a defense boost of this level?
What we would say is that in this defense plan, the New Zealand Defense Force has identified the major threat to the Pacific. And what that is climate change. And if we're talking about addressing security threats to Aotearoa, to New Zealand, and the rest of the Pacific, then we need to start with what is that major security threat. And that means addressing climate change and doing everything that we can to reduce our emissions. And we've got, you know, many friends and neighbors throughout the Pacific that are going to be severely impacted by climate change that is going to cause kind of destabilization like we have never seen. And we need to be prepared for that, instead of lining up for some really unnecessary aggressive war against the Chinese government.
Do you think that this boost has anything to do with U.S. President Donald Trump's push for U.S. allies to increase their own defense budgets?
Absolutely. This is absolutely picking up what Trump has said and saying, okay, we're ready to sign up to the U.S. agenda. It is said 2% of GDP is a necessary spending level for defense. And I want to be really clear that 2% of GDP is a number that's picked out of the sky. It has absolutely no basis in kind of any sort of rational budget calculations. There's no formula that number has been arrived at. That is a number that's just been picked out of the sky that started as a figure in a journal article many years ago and that's now been taken as read. Countries all over the world have different levels of defense spending depending on their strategic environment. And New Zealand has absolutely no reason to be spending the amount of money that it is spending on the military now. So people need to understand we're already spending about $16 million a day on the military, a day. That is a huge amount of money. And, you know, this is at a time when our hospitals are literally collapsing. Our hospitals are crumbling, they're leaking, they're falling apart, and our health system is falling apart. And that means that New Zealanders are dying. You know, this idea that we're protecting defense and security of New Zealand to keep people safe, well, I've got news for the government. There are people at food banks. There are people that are homeless and unhoused that are dying right now in this country. And those are the people whose interests we need to be looking after.
And how should Aotearoa handle regional challenges and geopolitical changes instead, if not through defense boosting?
Well, I guess what I'd say is we need to be working alongside of our Pacific neighbors who have actually said that their concerns and their considerations are around demilitarization and denuclearization of the Pacific. So really pushing forward on that agenda. And that is something that New Zealand has proudly been a part of for many generations. You know, pushing forward to say, actually, we don't want Australia having nuclear submarines. We don't want nuclear submarines, nuclear-powered, nuclear-equipped submarines or surface vessels in our region would be a wonderful step forward. We have a real opportunity to be a leader in peace and diplomacy, and that's where we need to, you know, put our efforts. I would very strongly support, you know, more active things like fisheries, surveillance, and monitoring, because certainly our fisheries and our territorial waters, which for New Zealand are very large, are under threat by piracy and poaching and things like that. The issue is that is the defense force the people to do that, and do they need frigates to do that? Those are some real questions, and I don't think ones that are actually answered by this defense plan.
And that was Valerie Morse from Peace Action Wellington speaking to us about the $12 billion boost to the defense budget in the government's new defense capability plan.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.